The protest that AMLE is organizing is against the intention to revert the student fees back to 3,000 euros from the 2,000 euros that was implemented over the last 2 years. That is point number one. But point number two is that the protest is also against the extreme government ignorance towards the students and their families. Because everyone was counting on the fees being 2,000 euros. And students and their families, they plan their whole lives basically around those figures. So saying 2 months before the start of the academic year that the fees will be 1,000 higher, it just seems totally ridiculous.
That uncertainty is something where the cost of everything has gone up in recent times, and education seems to be falling into that bracket once more again.
Yeah, so like students, the problem is that students are overall in the cost of living crisis. You know, the rents are rising, the food needs to be on the table, you know, and with all the rising prices, it's just really hard to get along. You know, so many students are doing part-time jobs, and we all expect that students will excel academically, you know, but how can we expect that when students are under extreme financial pressures? You know, it's just unfair towards them.
Last week, you started your role officially as the president of ATU Sligo Students' Union, and yourself and other student representatives will be going to Dublin on Tuesday as part of this protest. Is that, as I suppose, a reaction to these rising costs?
Yeah, it is a reaction to the rising costs, because the thing is, if we do not react to it, we will let it slip. You know, it is our job and our social obligation as student representatives to go there to fight for the conditions of students and to fight for their rights.
It's not just students that are involved in this protest, is it?
No, actually, this whole protest was endorsed by lots of the political parties, including Labour, Social Democrats, People Before Profit, Green Party and Sinn Féin. So it will be a huge thing, huge event endorsed by lots of the opposition parties.
Do you think that you're going to have a chance to speak to the government on Tuesday?
We hope so. Certainly, there will be lots of media attention, you know, and there will be lots of the opposition parties taking part in the protest. But I cannot say clearly if the main party will react to it. They will certainly have to react afterwards, but I have no clue.
If there are students listening in, and maybe there could be prospective students who have ATU Sligo and other third level institutions put down on their CEO form, I think was it last week was the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you be giving them in relation to this?
So to all the students, unfortunately, there is no one else who will fight for your rights than yourself. We are all students and we need to stand together and we need to fight for the student conditions, because unfortunately there will be no one else who will do it, so we have to do it. So I ask all of you to come to the protest, to be there on the 8th, to be there at 6 p.m. in front of the Leinster House and stand in solidarity with all the students that affects this the most. It is very important to say that the decision has not been 100% approved. So this is still, let's say, an intention of the government to raise the fees again. So the very important part of this is that AMLE representatives, that the National Union representatives, are invited to sit at the table when those decisions take place. So it is very important, not also what we do publicly, but also what happens behind the closed doors, what we cannot see. But we can try to put the pressure on the government for the AMLE to be involved in this process. Also, we can put pressure here locally. I will be contacting the county councillors, the local TDs, for them to try to put pressure on the government and to publicly state their position on this. It is very important that basically we all do the most that we can. MLA will do what they can do nationally, and we will do what we can do locally.
I mentioned earlier on that last week you began your role as the ATU Sligo Students' Union president. I'm sure this protest shows that the importance of the role within also your role, but also the role within the Students' Union, within ATU Sligo and other third level institutions?
Yeah, in all fairness, it's quite a diabolical start. Yeah, in the basically first week of work, I've been to 2 protests right now. Yesterday, I've been to protest with CATU, with the Community Action Tenants Union, to fight for the living conditions and accommodation, basically policies, not only for students, but for all the people. You know, there are lots of IPASS applicants who live in just extreme conditions. So it doesn't concern only us, it concerns everyone.